Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, and Arch Manning, they're all winning the Heisman Trophy and going 1-2-3 in the draft, right? That's the question, Diesel. That's what we were told in the preseason. So we are now tasked, you and I and the Tolos, with redoing, getting a good old-fashioned mulligan and redoing this quarterback conversation. The people who head up the NFL draft, all the owners have asked you and I and the Tolos to give them a wish list, a quarterback wish list, right? Heading into April, I know it's just October, but April will be here before you know it. So, Cade Klubnik's team's 2-3 now, excuse me, right? Cade Klubnik, Diesel, 94th in QBR, so Cade Klubnik's stock has dropped. Arch Manning, 71. Sam Levitt, okay. Nico's been one good game. Drew Aller, CJ Carr from Notre Dame has been a little bit of a positive. So that's what we're doing in this very segment. If we have to ask the question of you Tolos at 844-326-3663, we want to hear from you. Who would you say are the top quarterbacks now that we have seen a month and a half of college football? Who do you think should get drafted and in what order? There have been some really good quarterbacks this season, Diesel. There have also been some pretty poor quarterback play. Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number 3 of the show. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Again, phone lines are open. Text line open as well. 844-FAN-FONE. Diesel, to start this conversation, I want to express how deeply saddened I am that Steve Angeli got hurt. Because I believe if Steve Angeli were to have stayed healthy, we saw what happened to him against Clemson. Mm-hmm. By the way, going into that game, he was the nation's leading passer in terms of yardage. I believe Steve Angeli would have been a dark horse at the Heisman Trophy, and maybe Steve Angeli could finish the season as one of the nation's top quarterbacks.
Could have launched his way all the way up there into a first-round draft conversation.
Right. And unfortunately, we saw the injury. We know that's not going to happen. And now Steve Angeli's not that conversation. So who is in that conversation? Who do you like? Who has been elite? When you look at advanced metrics, you can look at QBR. You can look at, dual threat. You can look at rushing yards. Diesel, I'll throw a few at you, and these aren't who you expected. Elite metrics tell you, especially considering QBR, quarterback rating, Jaden Mayava. Is that how you say it, Mayava, at Southern Cal? He's the QBR leader. He's had a fantastic season. Most efficiency models have him at the top of the country. We didn't talk about this guy preseason. Why not?
No.
Right? Did you talk about him?
Not I didn't. Once. I don't even know how to say his name.
That's what I'm saying. He has a QBR diesel of 93.5.
Okay.
Think about that. Gunnar Stockton, QBR top three, highly stable week to week. Talen Green at Arkansas, dual threat, top five QBR. There's these guys. Baylor's quarterback Sawyer Robertson leads the country in passing yards with 2,000 passing yards. And I know Baylor's probably not going to be a national title contender, but the guys right now, Darian Mensah of Duke, who are at the top of the country, we just bombed this thing, man, when it comes to quarterbacks.
Even begs the question on some of the, you know, dark horse guys that weren't even considered dark horses at the time. So what's the word for less attention than a dark horse? I'm thinking about a guy like Diego Pavia.
He's been good.
I'm thinking about a guy like Joey Aguilar.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey Aguilar was down. He was ready to go get a job. You know, he was thinking about, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And he might be playing his way into an NFL draft status.
A lot of these mainstay returning quarterbacks haven't been the leaders. A lot of these transfer guys have really been, playing up to elite level competition here. Sawyer Robertson Diesel of Baylor leads the country with 2,058 passing yards, a 63.7 completion percentage, a QBR right now of, or a quarterback rating of 155.5. You are talking about above 60% completion ratings, 19 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Him, Darian Mensah, C.J. Bailey at North Carolina State, Luke Altmyer at Illinois.
We haven't even mentioned Trinidad Chambliss, which doesn't even sound like a real name. That sounds like one of those names from the Key and Peele sketch.
Say that again,
Trinidad Chambliss.
I like that name.
Trinidad Chambliss was a Division II quarterback last year. Ole Miss. He is now number 3 in the country in QBR. Think about that. That's crazy.
I love the name. And again, were we talking about him preseason?
No,
we weren't talking about any of these guys. I mean, it is unbelievable right now. The Jaden, here's the last name spelled out, Diesel, M-A-I-A-V-A.
I think it's Mayava.
Mayava?
I think it's Mayava.
Jaden Mayava of Southern Cal has a total QBR of 93.4. He's thrown for 1,500 yards, 80 rushing yards, 15 total touchdowns. He was let down by his defense against Illinois on Saturday, but you're talking about the nation's best quarterback in QBR. He is one of only two to rank in the top 20 in both completion rate at 70.5% and yards per completion, 16.2 yards per completion. Think about that. Now, Illinois on Saturday was his worst game of the season, but he still threw for 365 yards. And a QBR of 85.5. So Jaden Mayava, this guy was not talked about. This guy was not in the conversation. The Phil Steele magazines preseason, we were talking about Arch Manning, Kate Klubnik, Sam Levitt, Drew Aller. Where are those guys now?
So the question becomes, can guys like that, who the general college football world would look at as kind of a flash in the pan, the guys whose names we were not putting on all the preseason lists.
No.
Are they doing enough so far, assuming they can continue at a relative similar pace for the rest of the season? Are we now talking about these as high-level draftable quarterbacks?
Because that's a good question.
The NFL, you always get, you know, there's always going to be at least 3 in the first round. Maybe 5, maybe 6, I mean, unless there's a crazy run. But there's nothing this year that tells me there's going to be a crazy run. And the guys that we were all looking at as surefire, 1, 2, 3 off the board, 3 quarterbacks, it's going to be Nussmeier, it's going to be Klubnik, it's going to be Aller. Those guys are nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be found. And you know what? To answer your question, I would love if the NFL said, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to draft Jaden Mayava. We're going to go take Trinidad Chambliss. Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, who ranks fourth in total QBR. Dante Moore at Oregon, we hadn't talked about him. He's been fantastic this year.
You're trying to tell me that a guy like Diego Pavia wouldn't be one hell of a backup in Baltimore?
Might as well. He'd probably start.
Right.
I mean, God, they're 1-4?
Yeah, I mean, I always question, and I know I've done it on the show before, why do we not have teams in the NFL drafting young quarterbacks or trading for young quarterbacks that relatively match the skill set of the starter you already have on roster?
Yeah, keep the offense the same.
If Lamar Jackson can do what he does, or, I mean, you could say in Kansas City, though he wouldn't play anytime soon, would you not say that Diego Pavia has a very similar skill set to what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes as a pro?
In the sense of him crying and not being able to back up his talk, yes.
No, I'm talking about creating out of nowhere.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about him crying after the game Saturday, after all the ish he talked all week long, and then crying because he got in an argument with some fan. Oh, come on. And no, you're right, though. You're right. What about Ty Simpson? We haven't even talked about Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
And that guy's had a remarkable season. Alabama quarterback, right? He's been in college football all these years.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Where do we start here? Bubba Brooks says, the lack of improvement from Vezina and the struggles from Klubnik, is that a sign of Riley's lack of ability to grow and improve as quarterbacks? Maybe so. Bubba Brooks, I don't think there's the development there, to your point. I would agree with you. Kane's Transplant says, I have to say Carson Beck has looked pretty good. And again, we hadn't thrown his name out there this second.
But think about it. Carson Beck, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we're saying this guy is going to be a surefire top five pick.
Yep.
And then his star falls, and then he goes to Miami, and he's elite all over again. Maybe that's on us for overweighting the bad season. Bad season. And maybe are we overweighting Cade Klubnik's bad seasons? He's had several bad seasons.
Let me see here. I wanted to read. Kane's Transplant also said he might not be prototypical for NFL, but he looks good. So parking on Carson Beck for a second. I don't know these. I feel today, and I'm not a quarterback guru, but here's where I am. On the 7th day of October, I'm settling in that Carson Beck might be a pretty good NFL quarterback.
6'4", 220 is not prototypical?
Is he sick? I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know what Kane's Transplant means by prototypical NFL quarterback, but I'm settling in on the fact that I think he might be. I think he might be a guy. I don't want to compare him to Daniel Jones out of Duke because Daniel had a rough start in New York, but now he's balling in Indy. I think he has similar skill sets to a Daniel Jones. Obviously, he might not be Daniel Jones's height or whatever. My point being, I don't know, man. You look at this, Diesel. Carson Beck has seen a lot of football. And Carson Beck has seen a lot of high-level football. I'm not saying that immediately translates over to the NFL, but here I am today thinking maybe Carson Beck's
I'd take a guy that had some struggles in college.
Yep.
And show that he could bounce back from those struggles and have a great season in the right situation.
And my point being, to what you just, maybe Carson Beck isn't a Matthew Stafford. Maybe he's not a gunslinger Josh Allen, but maybe he's not a bad pick either. What I mean is, I'm pretty much, Diesel, settling in that I think Carson Beck's a safe pick. I think he's a pretty safe pick right now in the NFL.
I'm looking at Carson Beck's annual stats here. I'm looking at 2024 compared to 2023, two full seasons as a starter at Georgia. Yeah, his yards dropped off by about 500 from 23 to 24, but his touchdowns went up. His interceptions also went up, so he might have been a little careless with the football. He took a lot of sacks. Our sacks, and I haven't gone back and watched all of those Georgia games from last year. Were those sacks on Carson? Making bad decisions, holding on to the football, not getting rid of it, running out of the pocket, et cetera? Or were those sacks on the offensive line for not protecting him as well as they should?
Yeah, he has a total QBR of 81.9 this season. And you know, I think now you're looking at the number two team in Miami, He's in the Heisman conversation. Going into last weekend, easily at a 73% completion rate, which was ninth among quarterbacks. But he's 68th nationally in yards per completion at 11.9. He's 95th in interception rate at 2.7. He provides no run threat whatsoever. Zero. So the
Sounds like the NFL to me.
It does. The defense has been more responsible, in my opinion, for Miami's start than Carson Beck has. I think Carson Beck's been really good, but I have been more I've been so impressed with the transfer guys on defense that have made a big impact in Miami's start in catapulting them to the number two team in the country. So I think Carson Beck's a safe pick. I just don't know ultimately that he's going to be a guy that NFL guys salivate over. Bo Prabula, Missouri. Those guys are undefeated right now, Diesel. Bo Prabula's a good quarterback. Total QBR, 77.6. You mentioned Joey Aguilar. What if this year, Diesel, what if we're learning this year that it's not top-heavy like we thought it was going to be with Cade, Drew, and Arch? What if it's, hey, there might be 10 good quarterbacks that could be solid NFL starters?
Are you seeing this year as another offensive line, receiver, kind of lineman heavy type of first and
maybe
second
early,
round?
Maybe early. Yeah, maybe early. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, out of these top 20 or so quarterbacks, based on whatever metrics you want to choose, whether it's QBR, pass yards per play, whatever it may be, give me three that are first round locks. First round locks.
I think Dante Moore of Oregon goes first round. He's had an 83 QBR this season. That guy's been, and he can move a little bit better than Carson Beck, right? Locks.
Yeah, first round locks.
I think if Ty Simpson continues to play at the level he's playing, I think you could see Ty Simpson go as a first round lock, maybe late.
I'll even let you go free form. If you think there's more than three first round quarterbacks in this group, tell me.
I'm interested come January and February to see what NFL Pro Scouts grade is on Notre Dame's C.J. Carr. He has an excellent QBR. Notre Dame's lost two games, but C.J. Carr's a really good quarterback. So I would probably, Diesel, put C.J. Carr on that bubble, a first round. I'd probably, I'll throw this one. I'd put Jalen Daniels on that bubble. I don't know. Here's where I am. I think there are some solid, going back to Carson Beck, the word I used, I think there are some safe quarterback picks. I don't know right now today that pro scouts are absolutely salivating, Diesel, over a lot of these guys. But you're going to have some skill positions go ahead. But, man, I don't know. I still think Lenoris is going to be in the conversation bubble-ish.
I mean, anything could change. There's still a lot of season to go, and you know the hype. Once that hype train gets rolling on certain guys, it's impossible to slow it down. If the right pundit puts out the right tweet at the right time, it can get the ball rolling on a guy that makes you say, huh? Why that guy? I still think Garrett Nussmeier is a first-round lock.
I do, too.
I think...
But Diesel, what if he loses Saturday night, like to Carolina? What if he just does he transition to the bubble? Like, I'm with you. I think he's a first.
But are there 32 other guys that you're saying are going ahead of him?
Probably not. I would probably agree with
you, especially with as many old quarterbacks as there are in the NFL. You're telling me those teams are not going to go a little bit younger? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see Gunnar Stockton be a first rounder. I wouldn't be shocked to see Carson Beck as a first rounder. I mean, there's all the time you see guys who have a great name and have pedigree and have this aura around them, even if they don't necessarily deserve it, they still get it and they still get launched up the list and they still get taken early because the teams below them are afraid, or they're afraid that the team below them is going to take them.
Yeah.
And they're going
to
miss out.
By the way, we got to get to the text line. C.J. Carr is only 20, redshirt freshman. So my apologies there, Leprechaun of Lyman. Texter says, this is Adam from Spartanburg. He says, well, Sellers putting together a less than stellar season, so you think he'll stick around for next year? I don't know right now. I still think he's going to be in that conversation.
It depends on what he thinks he'll have back next year. At wide receiver, at running back, does he think that what he's going to have returning around him, the weapons, are going to be enough to help catapult him into a top five pick? I think that's the bar right there. Am I a top five pick right now?
Right now is not. No.
No.
Spartanburg J says.
Right now being the end of the season.
Yeah. Spartanburg J says, best quarterback I've seen, quarterback at Georgia Tech. Not the best stats, but the ball looks different coming
King's
out of
King.
Him. And he does. But I will say this as we land this plane. I think Dante Moore today would go. If the draft were today, I think Dante Moore of Oregon would go number one.
Interesting.
I like that guy, man. He's been impressive. And here's the reality. To answer your question a minute ago, Diesel, you're still going to have the Reuben Bain Juniors, the Peter Woods, the TJ Parkers. You're going to have a run on those guys early.
Is Jeremiah Smith going to be old enough to go into the draft?
Jeremiah Smith.
He's a true sophomore.
Okay. He is a true sophomore. So my point being, to answer your earlier question
he
about
might be the number one overall pick next year.
He could be. Yeah. And Ryan Williams.
He is a true sophomore.
Right? Ryan Williams with Alabama. Same thing there. So here's what I look at. To land it and answer your question, you're going to have teams, Diesel, with needs. Right? You're going to have Cincinnati with a need of an edge rusher. Maybe go after a guy like Reuben Bain Jr. out of Cincinnati. Reuben Bain. Where's he from? Off the top of my head, I forget. Miami. You're going to have Peter Woods go early. You're going to have Kendrick Falk of Auburn go early. You're going to have TJ Parker. Even though TJ Parker and Peter Woods haven't had stellar senior seasons or stellar years in 2025, correcting myself there, they're still going to go early. Then you might have a wild card like a Indiana quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. But I think it's all about team needs, right? A team needs a running back. Do they go Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame, top 10? A team needs a receiver, right? What if we're really surprised to see that as many quarterbacks go as we thought in the first round? What if I told you that in April, come the first round, not as many quarterbacks go in the first round, but maybe there's a big run, Diesel, second round, third round? Ty Simpson, I think Ty Simpson still goes first round, to answer your lock question. This guy's playing in an elite level, Diesel. He's seen a lot of college football. Imagine Ty Simpson replacing Matthew Stafford in L.A. for the Rams, you know? I mean, there's a lot of football that's been played by that guy. So, John Mateer? I don't know. John Mateer? We haven't talked about John Mateer.
How does he respond to the hand surgery, right?
I don't know. I'm just saying there could be a lot more safe quarterback picks instead of us seeing the top-heavy quarterbacks that we once thought. I'll tell you what, though. I love that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When we come back, Cole, there are 10 FBS playing schools in the Carolinas. I rank them 1 through 10. Hey, we actually had some wins this week, so it makes it a little harder to rank some of these schools. I'll tell you what I think. Cole's going to tell me where I'm wrong, and you could do the same as well.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
44 fan phone. That's next. You know, I can't get into the Carolinas top 10 without helping out RJ. RJ texts in and says, can I get an honorable mention? Not only honorable mention, they get the seat of honor. They get the first mention here. Presbyterian College, the only undefeated team in South Carolina. How about the PC Blue Hose, man?
And what's even wilder about that is Presbyterian College did away with athletic scholarships. So
you're telling me when they're playing for the love of the game, they play harder and it makes them better?
I don't know the answer to that. I will say I know they can get academic scholarships, but I don't know they cannot get athletic. So yes, to answer your question, RJ, I'm glad you brought that up. Press, but that's the list. Pathetic PC as this year's been, next segment, right?
Honestly, I would put PC ahead of, you know, this is an FBS top 10 because there are 10 teams in the Carolinas in FBS, but I would take PC 7 out of 10 times against the Charlotte 49ers.
Oh, yeah, you probably would. Probably. I mean, they're playing good, man. They're playing good. It's wild to see, but it also might be how bad everybody else and the Carolinas are right now.
So we didn't do it last week, or did you do it last week?
No, I don't do your segment. I don't want to mess it up. Well, I'll mess it up.
That's fine. Well, from the week, I guess it'll be week 4 to week 6 rankings, just to give you a reminder of where we were in week 4, I had 10 down to 1, Charlotte, UNC, App State, Coastal, Clemson, East Carolina, Wake Forest, South Carolina, NC State, and Duke as the best team in the Carolinas last week. Now let's look, Cole, at this week. After week 6 games, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, my number 10 team in the Carolinas, and they are just, to what Mark Schlereth just said in that promo, bereft of talent. At UNC Charlotte, they are 1-4, and they are awful, and they are my number 10 team in the Carolinas.
Worst team.
Yep.
Worse than Clemson.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Clemson fans. Well, please. No, you're right. It's pathetic. And again, we've talked about it before. I don't understand how they're so bad, being in this area, hotbed of recruiting. I mean, Mecklenburg County Diesel for high school recruiting is insane.
You know, they don't recruit high school anymore.
Well, maybe Charlotte should figure out that, you know, whatever they're doing is not working. You're right on that. They're terrible.
This is where it gets hard, Cole. The 8-9 slot here. I've got the UNC Tar Heels as the 9th best team.
Oh my
God. The second worst. And I've got Coastal Carolina at number 8. Now, if we're parsing words between Coastal and UNC, Coastal got blown out at Virginia, that turned out to be a pretty good Virginia team. They beat Charleston Southern 13-0. They got blown out at home to East Carolina. They won 38-20 over South Alabama, and then they got blown out on the road at Old Dominion, who is proving to be a really good football team. But if you had to put on a neutral field, let's say they played in Bank of America Stadium this Saturday, Coastal Carolina versus North Carolina, who you got in a head-to-head matchup?
I'd say Coastal's offense has gotten better. Coastal's offense was putrid at the beginning of the season. And they're they're way too inconsistent. That's rough. That's rough. I thought you were going to ask me if you put Charlotte, North Carolina. I guess North Carolina.
Well, North Carolina already beat Charlotte.
They did beat them.
Yeah, they beat
them. That's their one win.
That's their one.
I forget.
UNC has two wins. I think they beat an FCS team.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you're right. They already beat Charlotte. If you put North Carolina and Coastal, maybe North Carolina wins on a walk-off field goal 3-0. 3-0 final score, right? That is tough. That was a tough job you had there on 8, 9, and 10.
7 on my list, and they haven't moved up much. I've got App State. App State needed a goal line stand to beat a now winless Oregon State. It was an exciting game. I was there. I had a great time.
Sure.
However, I just don't think they're a very good football team right now. They've started two different quarterbacks, and they've played an extra quarterback. So they played three different QBs this year. And that wasn't like garbage time. You're up 40 points, and you put in the freshman backup.
Are they doing that for funsies? What's the reason there?
So A.J. Swan, quarterback who transferred in from LSU, and I think he was at Vandy before that, he got hurt, and they went to J.J. Cole, who transferred in from Iowa State, and A.J. Swan won the job going into week one, and then he got himself hurt, so J.J. Cole is now the guy.
No, I don't have a huge issue there. Depending on who you have above them, is what I'll say.
Wake Forest at 6.
Okay.
I think Wake Forest, neutral site, beats App State.
Yeah, I
this
think it'd be a good game, though. I think App State. I mean, I've watched Wake Forest one time on TV. I don't know why.
They're not blowing up my shorts off.
They're not. Robbie Ashford's not impressing me. Their defense is bad. The bottom tier of the ACC is really bad. I'll tell you where I got wrong. I thought teams like Stanford and Cal would be much worse than Wake Forest, but they're not. They're better. I don't know, man. You have App State 7.
Wake Forest 6?
Is that right?
I got Wake Forest at 6.
6. Yeah, so far I don't have a huge problem with your list.
Number 5, I got the Clemson Tigers. I am not convinced after beating up on UNC and Bill Belichick. I mean, that's borderline elder abuse to do to Bill Belichick what they did. I got to see it more than once to give Clemson any credit.
Yeah, and my thing is, not only do I need to see it more than once, I want to, like, they look good in the first quarter, but I would like to have seen a little more consistency on Saturday. I watched that game on my phone on the drive up to Columbus, and man, they look really good in the first quarter. After the first quarter, they called some dogs off. I get it, but they didn't really consistently just, you know, you and I last year were at Clemson App State where they just full throttle blew them out. I thought it would be more like that. Clemson at 5. Okay, let me see. Before I tell you you're wrong, let me see who you have at 4.
I've got East Carolina at 4.
Yeah, I would say Clemson beats ECU on a neutral field.
Remember, their quarterback, East Carolina's quarterback, is the number 12 quarterback in college football right now when it comes to yards per game.
Yeah.
Or total yards, excuse me.
Pretty good quarterback.
I mean, neutral site, I think maybe Clemson wins 7 out of those 10 games right now. Again, I know they're better. I know on paper they're a much better team, but I'd have to see it. I'd have to see it to believe it. So I've got Clemson at 5, East Carolina at 4.
Let me ask you this real quick. I can pull it up. Does ECU have any impressive wins? I'm pulling it up right now.
Off the top of my head, I'd have to go find it.
So ECU has beat in 2025. You mentioned the quarterback play. Quarterback play has been good. They lost to NC State. They beat Campbell. They beat Coastal. And they beat Army. They lost to BYU and NC State. So
BYU's a good team.
Yeah.
7-point loss in week one on the road at NC State.
Yeah, I would swap I would swap Clemson and ECU.
That's fair. I mean, I just have to see it. Yeah. I have to see it more than once. Yeah. I've got NC State as my number 3 team. They're 4-2 on the season. South Carolina is my number 2 team at 3-2. They looked real good against Kentucky. And that means, I can't believe I'm saying it again, my best team in the Carolinas FBS football is Duke. 4-2, Duke Blue Devils.
So I like Duke's quarterback a lot. I really do. I think they've got a really good quarterback. I would probably change it, though, and go South Carolina 1, Clemson 2.
Don't you need to see it from South Carolina more than once? That it performance?
Yeah, I just think their defense. I think what I've seen from their defense is enough for me. I think what I've seen from South Carolina's defense thus far is enough to have them won. I think they have a really good defense. So I'd go Gamecocks 1. I don't hate Duke. I mean, Duke's Let's see on Duke.
Is South Carolina's defense good enough to slow down a Duke team that has consistently put up high 30s and 40s? Could they slow that offense? Do you think they could slow that offense down to roughly 24 points to have a chance to beat them?
So to answer your question, let me look and see who Duke's beat. So right now Duke's beat Elon. They lost to a good Illinois team, by the way, top 25 Illinois.
Blown out.
Lost to Tulane. They beat NC State. Scored 45 on NC State. They blew out a Steve Angeli-less Syracuse, right? Mm-hmm. They beat Cal.
Cal's pretty good. 4-2.
Cal's better than I thought they would be. Yeah. I think you go back and look at South Carolina against Kyren Drones at Virginia Tech in that opener in Atlanta. I think South Carolina's defense would make enough plays to where I feel confident they would beat Duke. Right now, it might be an interesting game.
Yeah.
I'd go South Carolina 1. I don't want to disrespect Duke because they've had a good year.
So can I go Duke 2?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I got South Carolina 2 on my list. I think they're pretty even and it's fluid. It could change.
Yeah. I really do. I don't want to disrespect the Blue Devils. I would probably go Gamecocks 1, Duke 2, Clemson 3, ECU 4. Madcraft must have just joined in late. He says PC is 5-0, easily the best ball club in South Carolina for certain. And you're right. We talked about that. RJ brought it up a minute ago. Madcraft, they are, but they're not. Diesel's doing FBS, right?
Correct. FBS only.
So, yeah, I mean, PC's up there. They get respect.
So,
not a terrible list.
Here's a big question for you.
Yeah.
Manny Diaz, if he matches what he put up last year, which was 9 wins. Loss in the Gator Bowl, by the way. If Manny Diaz achieves 9 wins again, is he still at Duke in 2026? He was 21-15 at Miami. Not bad.
No.
Not great, but not bad.
18 wins in 2 seasons at Duke's pretty good if he were to go 9 wins again.
Yeah.
It'd be 18 in 2 years.
That turns Duke into one of those springboard kind of jobs. If Elko goes to A&M and Diaz goes to, oh, my God, could you imagine if Manny Diaz was hired at Florida? It won't happen. Just pretend for a second.
What if Manny Diaz went to Arkansas? Or was Arkansas going to keep their interim?
And Manny Diaz has spent time in the SEC. He spent time at Mississippi State, time at Texas. He was at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
He's been in that area before, so it's not like it's not unheard of for him to maybe make a move like that.
That's an interesting thought. I would if he goes and if he wins 9 games, there's going to be
people are going to be calling.
And I think he might be on some people's short list.
Maybe it's a little early. Maybe you need one more year out of Manny Diaz, considering the Miami stint.
Wasn't he at Penn State too?
He did spend some time at Penn State, yeah.
He
was not a head coach at Penn State, obviously.
He's been
he's a DC.
He's been in a few different stops. You mentioned University of Miami. Yeah, I think there could be. I don't know if he's ready for the Florida job.
No.
But I do believe there. I mean, like, you tell me you wouldn't. Here's the – what's – I'm blanking on all – Arkansas's interim football coach.
Oh, Petrino. Bobby.
Right now, if you're the powers that be, are you content that Bobby Petrino is a better coach than Manny Diaz? If you could go get Manny Diaz?
You've got your experience with Bobby Petrino. He's already making moves and firing
moves.
A lot of coordinators.
And that tells me that he's staying. That tells me Bobby Petrino's staying.
I saw somebody refer to it as a coup. He has cooed his way back into the head coaching job at Arkansas.
It don't look like he's the interim right now. Interims don't make those kind of decisions. They just don't.
Texter says, Cole, Gamecock fan here, did you watch the Vandy game? What defense?
I watched the very last game. You're as good as your last game, Dexter. I watched South Carolina play a really good game defensively in the last game they played against Kentucky. And I be a Kentucky, I know, but I'm going off of what I saw recently. I think their defense is
so you got a lot of recency bias here.
I do, and I think their defense is good. I really do. RJ says, last Saturday, Tim Beck of Coastal was asked, where do you go from here after the Old Dominion loss? His first words were, I don't know. RJ says, yikes. Are they off of the Tim Beck honey? Was there ever a Tim Beck honeymoon?
I think
following Jamie Chatt.
I think they liked his personality. I mean,
being a coastal, he was a coastal guy, right?
He was an NC State guy. Tim Beck was an NC State guy, but I think he was also. I think he was the coordinator at Coastal for a year or two,
yeah.
DC before Chadwell took off.
Ugh. Yeah, I think that might be.
South Carolina gave up 31 to Vandy. They gave up 29 on the road at Missouri.
Coastal will be looking for a coach soon, won't they?
I hope. I love instability at Coastal Carolina. That's just me.
So. Ooh, that'll be interesting if that were to happen. I have a fascinating piece of audio. Diesel, you've heard Brent Musburger. You're looking live. You've heard that. We've all heard that. Do you know the reason behind that?
No,
I don't.
Do
you know the story behind that? I didn't either until today. And this piece of audio is crazy. There's a story. And guess what? It ties to money. I'll have that audio for you next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This audio just blew my socks off earlier today, Diesel. You and I, we all know Brent Musburger. We all love Miss Brent Musburger. You're looking live, right? We never knew.
He had good taste in women, too.
He did. That was so funny. We never knew what the You're Looking Live meant. We didn't know there was a meaning behind You're Looking Live. Well, guess what? There is, and it's fascinating. Doesn't everything always tie back to money? Here's Brent in a recent interview and explains where this came from with You're Looking Live. Maybe. It's thinking about
Brent,
it.
Brent, you there?
You are looking live, okay? And listen, it was gambling that promoted the phrase. It was, you know, my original director was Bob Fishman. And at a meeting, year three maybe, he said, Brent, my father and my father's friend like to bet over-unders. And they really want to know what the weather is in November. And I laughed. I said, we don't have enough time to do a weather report. But I said, what would you say about a live picture? I said, we've got all the inputs from the games coming into the studio. I said, I think it was Chicago we used it first week. And weather was pretty foul. You know, you are looking live at Soldier Field in Chicago, where the Bears are preparing to play the Green Bay Packers, whatever. The weather forecast is not good. So that was about extent of it.
Yeah.
Next week at the meeting, Fish at Brent, that was great. My father loved it, okay? They bet the under. There weren't many points scored that day. I said, well, okay. So then we devised a system that you could go from stadium to stadium. I always insisted, though. I said, Bob, listen, no tapes. I said, we're going to do this. Let's be honest with everybody that it was a live shot, and we did. If I would say, and I did several times say, you are looking at Cowboys Stadium, you know, something like, it wasn't live. I was pretty careful about that.
So, In case you did not know, you now know that the producer of Brent Musburger's productions, Dad, and his friend were interested in gambling over-unders.
Degenerates.
That's right. And they wanted to know the weather, but they didn't have time for a weather report, so Musburger said, hey, let's just show a live shot, and I'll say you're looking live. And it just so happened to show the weather. Are you kidding me?
Does that mean, I mean, obviously back then you didn't have a cell phone. You couldn't check the weather anywhere in the world anytime you wanted to, right? I wonder, was there like, when you were a kid, did you have time and temperature? Would you call up a phone number for time and temp?
No, I don't remember doing that.
When I was a kid, you could call. It was a Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum phone number. You could call and get local time and temp weather in your town. And it was free. So, like, I don't know why. It's one of those weird things that I did as a kid. It's not the only weird thing I did as a kid, but it was one of those kind of pointless things. Why did I call time and temp? Does anybody else remember this? Any of you Tolos remember calling Charter time and temp?
Wow.
But could you not do that in... Like, could you not get the phone number for Dallas, Texas, time and temp and call and get the gambling information that way? Because, I mean, would these people, like, see Brent's live shot and immediately call their bookies and make a bet?
Hey, just I want the
weather's beautiful. I'll take the over.
Right. That is insane to me. Like, the fact that Brent Musburger all these years had this year-looking live, and we thought it was just a cool little... saying a cool little catchphrase, but Diesel, he was using it to influence the gamblers who were going over or under.
It was a built-in crummy gambling
tip. That is insane to me. I love it. I think it's awful all at the same time.
Brent Texter says Brent was looking live at Greg McElroy's girlfriend. That's for sure.
That's true. He was, man.
Tolos, when we come back, we bring you what Dabo had to say in his weekly press conference. We play a little bit of it. We react. We play a little bit. We react. Dabo said next.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.